Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Knier, Community Health Manager from Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for joining me today. I really can't believe we're at the end of January of 2023. And so on today's show, I have Chris Caruso. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carol. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Doing well, thank you.
And Chris is the principal at Wallen Potback Area School District, right?
That's right, at the high school, yes.
At the high school. Did I say middle school?
You said district.
District, okay. Yeah, because there's plenty of schools
That's
over
right.
there, isn't
That's
there?
Right.
Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how long have you been with Wallen Potback?
Sure. So overall, this is my 18th year working in the Wallen Potback Area School District. I've had the pleasure of serving in a variety of roles over that time. I was a classroom teacher at the high school, classroom teacher at the middle school, assistant principal at the high school, middle school principal for the previous 5 years, and now currently in my first year as the high school principal.
So needless to say, you've had plenty of experience teaching and within the school district, right?
I think that's a fair assessment. Yes.
I would say yes, no doubt about that. I'm Jean Pettinato, the nurse at Wallen Potback
yes.
High School, reached out to me and said, "Hey, Carol, do you think you can do a show about the Strengthening Family Program?" Now, I've talked about that before with you've been on with Pete Jordan years ago.
Yes.
But this is a program that has been ongoing, but it's specifically now being held at Wallen Potback School District, correct?
Correct.
So can you tell our listeners like how long the program's been running, and what's the role or goals of the program?
Absolutely. So this is a program that particularly is near and dear to my heart. This is 7 years running for us here, and it's an opportunity for us to engage with students and their families outside of school hours to really talk about what it's like to grow up as a student in today's day and age and what it's like to serve in the role as parent in this day and age. And it's the type of program that honestly is for every family. There isn't a particular type of family that's targeted for this. It is meant for any family looking to essentially strengthen the relationships that they have with their between parents and children at home.
Right. And I think that's so important to point out for any family because, you and I were talking, you're right in because the ages or the classes or what should I say, grades
yes.
that the program is, you have children right in that
that's right.
category, right?
So the program that we run at our middle school level is targeted for ages 10 through 14. And I happen to have a 13-year-old daughter and a 10-year-old son. So, yeah, when we were talking earlier, I had said, and it's true, I have the ability in these sessions to put the parent hat on. And I know that's kind of a critical piece for me. It's an important lens to have because even though I work in a profession with children on the daily, I have my own children, and being an educator and being a parent are two different things.
Right.
Two different sets of responsibilities. And I can tell you that with all my experiences and training in working with children, it is still very, very challenging to be a parent.
I do commend parents that have younger children. Mine are older now. Social media plays mm-hmm. a big role in our children's lives, which wasn't quite there when my kids were, 10 and 14.
Right.
But it is always a challenge for all students. So the Strengthening Families Program, you have two that are going to be starting, right?
Yes.
One in the middle school. Can we talk about the dates of the middle school and how many weeks and things like that?
Absolutely. So the middle school is going to continue to run the traditional Strengthening Families Program, which is a 7-week program. It is scheduled for Thursday evenings beginning on March 9th. And if the math is correct, we'll continue through April 20th. The programs begin with dinner at about 5:30 p.m. So we love to start off while sitting down with our families and having dinner together. And then at 6 o'clock, between 6 and 7, it's the first session where there are facilitators who will meet specifically with parents for an hour, cover a variety of topics. And concurrently, a different set of facilitators will meet with students for that hour, covering their own set of topics. And then the last hour from 7 o'clock until 8 o'clock, the families come together for an opportunity to engage in topics like family games and learning how to conduct family meetings and things of that sort. It's kind of like putting a bow on the separate sessions that have been held with the individual parent and student groups.
Right, which is really nice because you get the parents' perspective, you know, and the students' perspective, and then you kind of bring it together and tie it all together for them.
Yeah, what's really nice is the students, as they're learning about things that pertain to them, they're also learning about how a lot of what they're facing are similar to what their parents faced mm-hmm. at their age. And then likewise, the parents are reflecting back at their time being in their children's shoes, but also knowing, as you mentioned before, some of the new variables in play that weren't there
right.
when we were kids, like that social media mm-hmm. piece as an example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, and as a parent of older children, I learn from them, and I hopefully they learn from me also, which is so important. It's that communication skill,
yes.
which, again, you just open that line to make it easier for parents and their children to communicate
yes.
with each other. And it, again, because of the name Strengthening Families, that's the whole purpose of it.
Exactly.
And you also now have a booster program for the high school, correct?
Yeah, we are really excited about this. So I can recall, again, having been a middle school principal and working with middle school families for the last 5 years, how many times our middle school families would go through this and say, I wish there was an opportunity down the road to do this again. Well, guess what? Here we are. So we are excited to roll out for the first time ever in our school district the booster program, which is intended for an audience that is older than the 10 to 14 program. I think ideally it's meant to kind of serve as a reinforcer for families who've gone through this before, mm-hmm. but we're certainly going to have an open invitation to any family who would like to go through this, even the families who haven't done this before previously. The particular program for the high school and the booster program, it's a little bit shorter, so it's not the full 7 week program. It's a week less. And that actually we're going to be holding on Tuesday evenings at the high school, beginning on Tuesday, March 7th. And the format's going to be similar to the regular traditional format, dinner at 5:30, individual sessions with students and parents at 6, and then the families come together at 7.
Right, great. And again, you know, obviously it's that still connection, but different topics because they are older, you know, and maybe different challenging.
Correct.
Right? So, yes, so this is open to Wall and Paul Peck families, correct?
Wall and Paul Peck families, yes.
Right. And I do know, you know, I want to mention this also because, you know, the Strengthening Families program did kind of stem off the Prosper mm-hmm. programs, and we have spoken that about those before on the radio, but Western Wayne and Wayne Highland School Districts will have Guiding Good Choices for their middle school students as well. So, you know, you can check with your school districts that have similar programs, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that's really important. You know, another thing, well, I do want to mention, these programs are free, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, absolutely. And again, there's not a specific family that we're looking for.
Right.
We're looking for anybody who's interested in having an opportunity really to think about some strategies, think about some tips, really try to deepen that relationship between parents and their children, but also between the parents, children, and the school. One of the things that I found through the years and why I said earlier that this program is near and dear to my heart is because it really gave me an opportunity to gain some friendships, honestly, mm-hmm. through this. Many of the parents who've gone through this program over the course of time now consider them my friends. In fact, some of them will send me text messages on the holidays, you know, Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, and things of that nature. And it's just, you know, it's a wonderful feeling because we want our community to know that as a school, we're there for them. We're
right.
there for their families. We're there for their kids. And this is just a wonderful opportunity for us to show that.
Right. And I think sometimes families forget that faculty and staff, teachers, principals, are people too.
Right.
You know, you kind of do everything else like myself.
Right.
And I'm not in the school district. Right.
Right? Yeah, we're not perfect.
Right.
I'll never ever once say that we are. But we face the same kind of challenges.
Right.
Many of us, like I said, are parents. And we know how challenging it is. And so, you know, you figure there's a wonderful opportunity for us all to come together and to learn from each other.
Right. And, you know, you were saying, too, because the program's been running for 7 years at Mall and Paw Pack, you're hoping to pull back like a family reunion, right, for the yes. families that have participated before?
We really enjoyed that. Several years ago, we were able to bring all the families together who have gone through the program and had a little picnic kickball tournament. You know, and unfortunately, as the pandemic hit over the last several years, it's been really challenging getting everybody together again. But I know it's on the radar, and it's definitely something that we want to do again. It was a beautiful day. Couldn't have been better weather-wise. No pulled hamstrings, which is always a plus, right?
That is always, especially if you're kind of coming out of winter and like,
that's,
you know, right?
Right?
and you've kind of been sedentary. You know, so many schools, you know, so they have these wonderful programs, the Strengthening Family Program at Wall and Paw Pack, you know, the Guiding Good Choices, which are available at Western Wayne Highlands. How can they find more information? Do they call the school? Do they talk to the principal? Do they talk to
yes.
you?
So we have it set up so that the registration and questions go through our counseling offices. So there will be flyers that will come out, and there will be letters that will come out. There'll be a lot of information that comes out in print. And each of the flyers has a specific contact of somebody that you can call. But in a general sense, the school counseling office in their respective buildings are the offices to contact to either get more information or to say, hey, you know what? I want to sign up for this thing. Put me down.
Right, right. And, you know, if someone's listening and saying, oh, I can't just do those dates this time, this is an ongoing program at Wall and Paw Pack, correct?
Yes. Traditionally, we've run a fall and spring program. Again, this is the first time we're rolling out the booster program at the high school. And so we had known at the beginning of the school year that this was going to be something that we were going to put out there, but we had to spend some time getting our facilitators trained and getting our program together. So we're doing it only in the spring this year. But as we move forward, the intention is to try to do it twice a year.
Right. And, you know, I want to also mention, too, that this Strengthening Family program is evidence-based, which is really important for listeners. It's not just a program that is, I wouldn't say made up. There's research behind it. And, you know, the studies show, right, that families and students that participate have a lower risk of substance abuse, better communication skills, correct?
100% correct. In fact, that's one of the major selling points to this is what the research shows the benefits are from participating in a program like this.
Right. And, you know, Wall and Paw Pack also, and many of our other school districts as well, has a program called Too Good for Drugs, correct?
Yes, that's a program that's run through our middle school program. Again, an opportunity for students to engage in an evidence-based program and to learn, again, the pitfalls of engaging in that type of those type of choices.
Right, 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 which usually don't have a good outcome.
Usually not.
Right, right. And, you know, and that program is kind of overseen by Wayne County Drug and Alcohol, right? And you
correct.
Partner with a lot of other agencies, outside agencies, to bring these good programs to students.
We do, and I think that's one of the beautiful things about the Wall and Paw Pack area school community is we have the ability through our schools to engage in all the supports that we have out there in the community. What a wonderful community we have.
I can't say that enough. I'm involved in many of different aspects of the schools. We provide our Together for Health school program
yes.
Each year, and the community and the outpour is just truly amazing. We have so many resources here that families should not struggle, correct?
Correct.
And I think that's what is so wonderful about this program, the Strengthening Family Program, which can help, you know, middle school. And now there's a program for high schoolers.
It's wonderful.
Right. So, you know, for those of you that may just be catching the tail end, I have Chris Caruso here. He is the principal at Wall and Paw Pack High School, correct?
Correct.
And again, so any last words about the Strengthening Family Program? We have about 10 seconds left.
10 seconds. We look forward to seeing as many of our families there as possible.
Great. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Carol.
Again, this is Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.